We are such a powerful force in this earth. And this is why the Word of God must be taught, understood, believed, and received, and acted upon. And you will find out there's nothing, no city, no state, no country, no countries and nation can deal with you. This mighty moving force, this God we serve. Are you hearing me? When Israel was called out of Egypt, when they were in Egypt, Pharaoh mistreated them, used them like slaves, made slaves out of them and used them like slaves. Now listen to this to me. Listen real good, y'all. Because you got somebody about to preach to you and preaching to you some truth that's going to change your life, and you'll hear me. Here God took a people that didn't even have the new birth. Just had a covenant. And he looked for somebody that would agree with him, and he found Abraham. And because Abraham entered into a covenant with God, and you read the story of the Old Testament, Israel, time in Egypt, you find how wicked in the wilderness, all the stuff they did after they left Egypt, God had worked miracle for them. Open the Red Sea. And can you imagine getting out there in the gold that God had blessed them to get? Are you in the house? Amen. And you're going to take this gold and make a calf out of it. Huh? You're going to take this gold and make a calf that God had blessed you to get so you wouldn't leave Egypt, Egypt broke. And he didn't give them that gold to make a calf and worship. He was supposed to have been their God that delivered them, and here they are trying to make a God out of something that did nothing for them. Y'all in the house? Y'all listening to me? Children and all. So, they were brought out of Egypt. And the Bible said he brought them forth with what? Silver and gold. And there was not what? Was not a feeble one among them. And that's what it said. What? There was not a feeble one among them. He brought them out. Can you see? They had to cross the Red Sea. And they had to cross Jordan. And they didn't have any boats. Come on. I said they didn't have any boats, they didn't have any ships, they didn't have any of those things. But they got across it. And God got them in the promised land, didn't he? Here we are. I said, here we are. We got the new birth. God is not in heaven and have to holler out of heaven and speak to us on earth, but he's right here. Present tent dwelling all the time, right here. Here's what he says. This is what he says all the time. Are y'all here? Did you hear what? This is what he said. He used different name, but like I said, when I read this, he said, the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. I said, the word of the Lord to Jimmy Jones. He was saying to me, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. I tried the might. I tried the power. And I have not succeeded with it. So I'm doing it by His Spirit. Do I have a group of people that's going to do like the Israelites in the wilderness? Or are you going to do like the second generation that Joshua had to take and the rest of them died in the wilderness? Are y'all going to make it to the promised land? You understand? You understand what I mean by that? So he said, "Who are you, O great mountain?" Are you with me now? So who are you? What are you building? Who are you? Who do you think you are? Oh, great mountain of human obstacles. Humans said you can't do it. Humans said you've done too much. Human says you ought not to be trying to do that. Who are you to tell me what God has said? And you want to dome me down and dome us down and pull us down to do something you think we ought to be doing. I am not your servant. We are not their servant. So why do we go out and allow this world to speak and put something in our mind and in our thinking, in our action, that we split up and run off and talk crazy? And when God has spoken, said, "I want to do something here on these grounds that nobody else had the guts to do or the boldness to do." Hello? Amen. The boldness, the courage. Anybody here? Amen. So he asked a question. I'm going to tell this. He asked the question, "Who are you, O great mountain, a human obstacle before Zerubbabel, who with Joshua had led the return of the exile from Babylon and was undertaking the rebuilding of the temple before him? You shall become a what? Plain." A plain, a mere mole here, little old mole here. You'll see a mole run through the ground, ripple up the ground a little bit. I drive over my truck and think nothing about that little thing. Hello? Mere mole here. But look what he says we're going to do. Are y'all in that house? Yes. "And he shall bring forth the finishing gable stone of a new" what? "Temple with" what? "Loud shouting of" who?
"People."
Of who?
"People."
Who are the people? And
what
you going to be shouting?
Crying.
Grace. Grace to that building. The grace of God did it while others criticized. The grace of God did it because he graced us to do it when they didn't think you were big enough, didn't have enough money, didn't have enough education, didn't have enough connection. The grace of God did it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you getting it? So you can't let your mind, your thought life, Your eyes, what you see. What others breathe down you, however they do it. And you listen to that stuff.